Well, the economic fallout from the war in Ukraine continues to be felt. Inflation in the euro area is estimated to have jumped to an historic high in March of 7.5%, according to the latest figures from the EU's statistical service, Eurostat. Ireland's inflation figure for March will be published by the CSO next week. However, the Eurostat flash estimate, as it's called, for inflation here, which allows for comparisons across the EU, is 6.9%. compared to 5.7% in February. Our economics correspondent Robert Short is with us for more on this. First of all, this flash figure for Ireland, just under 7%, typically that translates, does it, Robert, into the figure that we see from the CSO when the fuller Irish picture is released?
It does, Brian, really. There's very little distinction between it. So on a harmonised basis, which is, as you mentioned, the measure that allows for comparisons across the euro area, it seems as if Ireland's inflation rose to just under 7% in March, and the actual figure for inflation will be very close to that. But the CSO will publish those details next Thursday, I believe. But clearly, inflation has taken a serious jump in the months from February to March, because that harmonised figure there for Ireland was 5.7% in February, now 6.9%. So really a massive jump. And really it's all off the back of, as it has been, particularly since the war has started, massive increase in energy prices. So you're now seeing energy prices across the euro area increasing at an annual rate of just under 45%. So they've actually, the rate at which they're increasing has actually doubled since October. And back in October, we were fretting because they were going up at the rate of 24% per annum, which was causing inflation and anxiety back then. But now we're in a whole different world. And, you know, as the war continues, there doesn't seem to be, you know, any sign that that's going to fade. So a very serious problem now, not least of which for the ECB and how it handles this, because on the one hand, it has a mandate to keep inflation at a rate of 2%. But on the other hand, of course, it's going to be very aware that Europe's economy is at a very vulnerable point now, not least because also, you know, you're seeing these price pressures and the knock-on impact from the war in terms of supply chains for the automotive industry, for the food industry and so on. So the economies of Europe really at a very vulnerable point, and that any increase, say, in interest rates could really clobber the economy.
So what if any options are available? Well, let's talk first about the ECB. Their mandate is control of inflation. What tools do they have in the toolkit?
Well, the tools they have in the toolkit, I suppose, are to try to delay any action that they may need to take in order to fulfil their mandate. So they can try to kind of explain most of this off as, you know, a once-off impact related to the war, and hope that it's not leading to wider inflation. But to be honest, that sort of argument and the grounds for that, you know, that's shrinking month by month. So we're seeing food inflation now in these Eurostat figures increasing at 5%. You're seeing underlying inflation, which is when you strip out food and you strip out energy, that's increasing at 3%. That's already, you know, and it's well established at 3%. That's well above the magic 2% number. So they're kind of running out of options in order to avoid taking action. They did say at their last meeting that they were going to retire their pandemic emergency purchase program, which they have done. They have another bond purchase program, which is where they enter the market. They buy up bonds and it keeps the interest rates low. So they're probably going to start withdrawing that. So, I mean, many investors and analysts are all predicting that they will increase rates before the end of the year, and everything that's pointing in terms of the pressure that's coming on them from the inflation that's being aimed at European economies, it all sort of points to the inevitability of that happening before the end of the year.
Yeah, and in terms to bring things closer to home, and we know there've been a number of initiatives announced in relation to this by the government in recent weeks, but again, Pascal Donoghue's options are also pretty narrow.
That's right. So the government has already, you know, and this month people will start to see that electricity credit, the €200 credit, coming into their electricity bills. We saw the excise duty being cut on petrol and diesel last month. And, you know, Minister Eamon Ryan said that more needs to be done. But again, you know, the cost of all this is beginning to rise now. So, you know, the latest figures, I believe, were the last time I checked, was just over 800 million. And that's before you start to count in the cost of dealing with the humanitarian impact of the Ukrainian crisis and what that might mean in terms of housing provision, whether in the short term or the medium term, social welfare provision. So, you know, all of these costs are increasing. And although the economy has been doing very well, unemployment is coming down, tax receipts are up, that sort of comfort, that wriggle room that the government had when it came to the public finances, it's being used up very rapidly.
Robert Short, economics correspondent, thanks for that.